It is time for Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets. Jim joins us every Tuesday morning around this time. Jim is an independent voice on Wall Street, the economy, of course, sports, and many, many other subjects. Good morning, Jim, and how are you this Tuesday morning?
And good morning to you, sir. I know you are in a delightful mood.
Well, you
know, New York Giants.
You know.
Now, how much, seriously, are they paying you for co-coaching from the sidelines? Come on.
Not enough. What's funny is...
Not enough. Okay.
I predicted at the beginning of this year, I said, yeah, I think they'll go 6-10, 7-9. I think they'll see improvement. And then 4 games into the season, I said to myself, well, it looks like I won't be watching much football this year. But in the last 7 games, they've gone 4-3. They've played pretty good. And... Hey, listen, I don't know how long it's going to last, but on Tuesday, December 1st, for at least the next week, the Giants are in first place.
Now, the reason I bring this up is not because of your thoughts early in the season, but your thoughts about, oh, give it 3 weeks or a month ago, when you were outlining for us that the Giants really had a chance with the rest of that particular league in pretty dire straits, and you were right on the money. So enjoy
while we've got it. That's right. A little distraction from everything else that's going on.
Amen. And we need as much as we can get. I hope everybody out there has had an enjoyable, lovely, healing Thanksgiving. It looks as if we're going to have a different one next year. But we have to really, 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 really hunker down now. This is just an average citizen talking who watches the news. And you really, really, really have to pay attention to yourself and your kids and your family. It's sacrifice. But, you know, it's sacrifice for a purpose. Really, the main purpose we're here. Anyhow, enough of that.
No, it's not enough of that, Jim. What's great about what you're saying is, and this is what I tell people, I don't want to, right now, our medical system has developed a way to handle people that have COVID-19. The death rate is down considerably percentage-wise. All I'm saying is it's not necessarily, if you're over 65 now, it's not necessarily a death sentence immediately. The preponderance of deaths come with people 65 and older. But right now, our medical units have a handle on this. So if you get COVID-19, the recovery rate is so much better than it was in the beginning. And the whole thing... Well, wearing a mask and about social distancing is the medical world does not know the long-term effects of a body when it gets COVID-19. Doesn't matter whether you're 2, 10, 20, 50, 80, 90, the long-term effects are not known. There are some vaccines coming. They'll be available to the general public after they go and get all the first responders done first. They'll be able to the general public within about 2 months, really, 2 to 3 months. Just hold on till then by wearing your mask, washing your hands, and being social distance, and we can get past this. It's just a very simple message. Yes, the death rate is down, but still, when you have 160,000 people a day contracting this virus, 1% of that is still a lot of people the day that die, anywhere between 1,000 and 1,400 people. So it's, you know, just think about the long-term effects, and we're almost to the point where you can get that vaccination. Just hold on. We're all tired. Just hold on. All right, I'm done now. That's it.
You gave a wonderful explanation point to what I said. And the words are, hold on. And I would add, you know, if you've been doing the tough things that the CDC and others have told us to do, and you become frustrated and you become bored and you said, oh, what the hell is the difference? I'll go out and do this, that, and the other thing. Hold on. Don't give up your discipline. It's right around the corner. And what's going to happen as the year begins, you're going to read about more people getting vaccinated. And that should underscore your will to keep going and doing what you should do. The vaccine's coming. It's not here. It's not at the corner drugstore. So you can't use it now. But the idea of it, the idea of its coming, as opposed to the dark ages of months ago when we didn't have a clue what was going on, now is the time to triple down on your discipline with a very big light in your eye that something's going to come. So one day, long before Thanksgiving next, I hope, you'll be able to say, I'm relaxed. I'm at ease. I'm walking down to the neighbors. The kids are coming over. I'm going to grandma's. Anyhow, let's be steadfast. Please. Please. Okay.
Well, you know, we look at the political scene, and you know, here's one point where I'm not going to now get on President Trump. There's no reason to. What I am going to get on, and I can't believe some of the words that are said by high-ranking GOP officials, and one of them is Mitch McConnell, who knows better. He knows better than to say that, you know, to wait to see if Joe Biden is elected president. He has been elected president. With the states now that have certified their votes, he has the votes and he has the Electoral College votes. But you've got the GOP leader in the Senate, and you've got the GOP leader in the House saying, yes, if and when. There is no if and when. He has been elected by 70 million people, over 70 million people, almost over 80 million people. 80 million people. What stopped this foolish talk? You know, I said, Jim, you know, I ran for a board of education position once. I lost. When I ran, people said, oh, you're going to lose. Democrats always win by 700, 800 votes. I lost by 100 and some odd votes. And did it hurt? Yeah, it hurt. Did I wake up the next day and still move on? Absolutely, I did. But, you know, it's never fun to lose. But I was appreciative that I got a chance to put my message out there to the people who believed in what I said. So I'm not going to get on Donald Trump for, you know, here's a guy who's been president of his own company, for good or bad, for most of his life. So this is not something he is used to. He's not a politician. So, you know, I'll give him some slack on acting like a crazy man after this election. I won't give that slack to the members of Congress and the Senate who know that this election is over and let's just move on.
Well, I totally concur with your focus. And the focus should be on the Senate Republicans particularly, but all Republicans in the Congress. We are at a very dangerous point as this administration ends. Let me bottom line it for you. I do believe, based on sources within the White House, some of them have publicized it, and it's been used as a headline. President Trump is going about the White House muttering to himself, I won, I won, I won. Now, the reference, the comparative reference is to King George of England when he went mad. But we're not addressing Donald Trump on this. We are addressing the Senate, Mitch McConnell, the Republicans. You have to do the following. Firstly, go to the president. Take the other side, Pelosi and Schumer, and your guy in the House and Mitch McConnell. You go and sit down with him and you say, look, Mr. President, You're obviously very upset. It's been a long 4 years, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You've done a marvelous job in various areas. But we really need to tell you that our country is in danger because they see us as very weak because of you're contradicting what our system of government is all about, what our Constitution is all about, by not really cooperating with the passing of the baton. So what we'd like you to do is we'd like you to go to Mar-a-Lago and basically say, I'm taking a leave of absence because I'm physically and mentally distraught, and I need some time to come back. And you don't have to set a timeline. You can say weeks or whatever. But you've got to go there. And in the process, and I know there is a process, you turn over to Mike Pence the authority to do what the president does. That's point one, okay? Please do that for the sake of the country, the sake of yourself and your family. Secondly, Senate Republicans, if he doesn't go with that program, we have the 25th Amendment, which is limited right now because there are acting people in the cabinet rather than the full-time. But the point is, you can go and you can censure him. You can get both houses to tell everybody, including the world, he doesn't speak for us anymore. Now, that's really not something we really want to do in this government. But I'm telling you now, unfortunately, we've all had to follow this man's behavior and antics and this and that and the other thing. We need to stop him from getting us into a war. We already have. He's created a war within our country. But we need to stop him before he gets us involved in a foreign entanglement, be it law or treaty or something else. We're going through this pandemic. We have to eliminate something that we can eliminate if the Senate Republicans step up to the plate. Please, Mitch McConnell, step up. Your turn it back.
Hey, it's you know, there's so many other things going on that affect what's going on in the future, not only this country, but the world right now. And the least concern we should have is about the final 3 months of one president's term, or the final actually 4.5-5 weeks now of one president's terms going in into the next president's term. And you know what? Over the next 4 years, there's plenty of time for discourse. you want to have the discourse? Fine, it can start all over again. But right now, every American should be focused on staying as healthy as they can, and waiting for that vaccine, and also looking forward to what the Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate are going to do about COVID, and that is not cure it, but come up with the money so the COVID can be delivered properly. Come up with the money so people don't have to pay for the COVID. Come up with the money so restaurants who are going to go through another bleak winter can stay around. Come up with some money so people who need the assistance that they were getting get it. Even if you thought that the $600 a week was unfair, fine, come up with something, because people need something to get through December, January, February, and March. If the Democrats and Republicans can come up with something like that, and I'm not talking about the big businesses, but I'm talking about individual small businesses, rural America, farmers, first responders, you name it. If the Democrats and Republicans can come together and put together something, then that's the bridge we need on the political side to get to the vaccinations.
They must do it. The Senate Republicans are the block in this primarily. They must do it. They represent the people of this country. If you could give wealthy people $1.5 trillion in tax cuts, you certainly can come up with the money to take care of the average person who makes the economy hum. We continue to be the embarrassment to the rest of the world You know many of the countries in the European Union, and this is broadcast, this is fact, they are giving their people anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000 a month. A month. Of course, they're laid off. That's $30,000. Not a lot of money. But when I look at the bread lines in Texas and elsewhere, how in the name of God can this country possibly allow our people to slip into depression? Depression on every level. We are the richest country in the world, and we're making our people become beggars. People now are in bread lines, getting their daily bread. How can we put up with that? We gave too much money, actually, to businesses which had tremendous amounts of assets. The airline industry, for instance, who gives a damn about them if they never fly again? People don't want to fly now anyway. But how about the poor souls who didn't get a cent out of that? They're starving. They're sick. They have no health insurance. They have no employment insurance. Get off your duff.
It's we're just at that really weird time. But also, the reason the government can do this now is the cost of money to the government. It's as low as it can possibly be right now. I'm not a big financial wizard, not at all. But when I watch conservative commentators, liberal commentators, all say the same thing, that right now the cost of borrowing money is as low as it's ever going to get. So if you're a government and you're going to borrow money, you might as well do it when it's around 0% interest. It just seems like an appropriate time.
Very appropriate. Very appropriate. And just going back to several months ago, when Mnuchin, the current U.S. Treasurer, he said, well, let's do the 20-year bond again. That was the time to begin with a 100-year U.S. government bond, non-callable. We could have done 100 or more at 2%. Let's say right now, let's do $500 million. At 2%, 2.5%, 3%. Do you realize at one time in 1981, 82, the U.S. government bond in the height of a tremendous economic debacle and inflation, the U.S. government bond traded at 15.75% yield. 15. Now you can sell all day long at 2 to 2.5. And here is the problem, folks, and please take these messages in while you're suffering a little bit. These politicians play us like patsies. They put off dealing with the pandemic. They didn't want to be responsible. They put off adding more debt because they didn't want to take care of poor people, and that would be great for their base. When you vote anytime in the future, please get your mindset on who the character of the person is. And if they are humane and they care for humanity and the country and its well-being, that's who you vote for. They might be dumb as a stone, but if that's where their heart is, that's who you vote for. Never again, never again vote for someone. Never again, never again.
All right. And with that, we're out of time.
Hey, it's been a pleasure. I'm polishing off my helmet now for the game. So
right.
You get out there.
All right.
Marshall Miles, expert.
Right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Jim Lynch and Cover Your Assets, of course, here on Robinhood Radio, and all opinions are those of either myself or Jim, not those necessarily of the volunteers, the employees of Tri-State Public Communications, Robinhood Radio, or the Mark and Barn or CATV 6 as well.